You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Rollin'.
Hold it now.
Roland Martin, brought to you by General Motors, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala. An enduring icon with rich heritage, integrated technology, and tailored styling that's made to love. The 2014 Chevrolet Impala. From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, folks, good morning. Tom, before I had my surgery Thursday, I spoke to the Black Data Processing Associates at a national conference here in D.C., so I wanted to give all the geeks a shout-out.
We talked about
being a baller because all the folks in the room getting paid. We should always lift up those folks because that's who actually getting paid these days in the
geeks.
IT fields.
Yes.
So, absolutely. So, all the BDPA folks, great to see you last week. If you were Russell Simmons over the weekend, you probably felt a little pain from Black Twitter and social media after this comedic sex tape video featuring Harriet Tubman dropped, where he tweeted the funniest thing ever. Was it too funny to lots of Black folks? After a couple of hours, Tom, this tape was basically taken off of the internet, and he apologized over the weekend. But did folks go too far? Should he have taken it back? Is it a question of can you joke about anybody? So I turn to Shalal Abrams, who was the CEO of Truth and Reality, of course, dealing with what's happening with black women and images, reality TV. She joins us right now. And Shalal, you've been out there also as somebody dealing with women who have gone through rape and who have dealt with that issue. And so what was your take on this so-called comedic video of Harriet Tubman being raped?
Yeah, I was really appalled, like most people were, though I have to say I wasn't particularly surprised. And I think the fact that people were surprised that someone like Russell Simmons could put out a Harriet Tubman sex tape. I mean, did you ever think that you would hear those words in one sentence, Harriet Tubman sex tape? I never thought I'd ever hear that. But, I mean, think about it. I mean, Russell Simmons is, he is a huge proponent for the rights of many different groups. But historically, no one's ever seen him necessarily stand up for black women. And so, it's possible that a person can be conscious in some areas of their life and very, very asleep in others.
Now, this particular video was actually for the launch of a YouTube channel that he's backing along with some other folks. And in the apology, what I thought was interesting, he said actually it's called All Deaf Digital YouTube Channel. And one of the things that he said that I thought was interesting, he said, my first impression of the piece was that it was about what one of the actors said in the video, that 162 years later, this was a way of seeking, speaking to injustice. That it was Harriet Tubman outwitting the slave master. And I thought, well, she actually did that in real life. So there was no need for you to make a video somehow making fun of that.
Yeah, there's nothing in the history books about Harriet Tubman. And, that wasn't the way that history went down. I mean, and again, I mean, a slave cannot consent to rape. A slave cannot consent to sex. Period. I mean, there is an imbalance of power that people don't realize. I think this really speaks around a lot of the misinformation that exists in our society around sexual assault and why there is this tendency to trivialize it or to make fun of it or to question the victims. I really think this is a great opportunity to educate the public on rules of consent. You know, a 15-year-old girl cannot consent to sex with an adult male. I mean, that's just an example.
Black women certainly were offended by this. It was just very interesting, again, watching the dialogue over the weekend. So I thought what was very interesting most was that sisters really responded. Also, brothers did as well. And this was taken out very, very quickly. It didn't even last one day.
Yeah, it didn't last one day. But just the fact that, I mean, how did this, I want people to really think about how this thing got made.
Who was the person that thought initially, what a great idea to put this together?
And they passed it by Russell Simmons, who's part owner of this website?
Yeah, and then he tweeted, this is the funniest thing ever. And I'm going, I saw a lot funnier bits on Def Jam on HBO than
this video. Stick to Good Night and God Bless. I mean, because this is crazy. Yeah.
But you know what? This crazy. Is also just like a symptom in many ways of what's happening in our society overall. Like, a case in point, reality television. The fact of the matter is it's a general fundamental disrespect for black womanhood, and we have to create change. I mean, this is a great opportunity for us to stand up and look at all forms of media that denigrate black women and say no more. We're not going to take this, and actually to move together to take a stand and to stop yelling about it, stop reacting, to do something.
You're right.
All right. Shalai Abrams, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a bunch. Truthandreality.org. Thanks a lot.